Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Savannah Peterson. Today, I'm sitting down with Glenn Brunko, who is the newly elected Vice President of Kansas Farm Bureau. Welcome, Glenn.
Thank you.
Can you just tell me a little bit about yourself? Who is Glenn?
Well, I am a fifth-generation farmer and rancher from Pottawatomie County, just north of Womego. I farm and ranch there with my wife, Jennifer. We raise cattle, sheep. We grow corn, soybeans, milo, and hay. Two adult children. My son Isaac is the sheep unit manager for the U.S. Meat and Animal Research Center in Clay Center, Nebraska. And my daughter Tatum is a graduate student at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln.
And Glenn, why did you want to get involved in Kansas Farm Bureau?
Well, if we don't tell our own story, if we don't go out and advocate for agriculture, no one else will. And as we know, we're less than 2% of the population. So it's really important for farmers and ranchers to speak out and educate the public and educate our legislators. And it's just become a passion of mine to advocate for agriculture.
When did you get started in Kansas Farm Bureau, and how has your involvement looked like since then?
I got involved on the Farm Bureau, on the county board in Pottawatomie County, served there several terms, was the president for a couple years. Then really the pivotal moment in our Farm Bureau career, Jennifer and I were on the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee in Kansas, and then we had the opportunity to go on and be on the Young Farmer and Rancher Committee and for the American Farm Bureau. And I also had the opportunity to do PAL, Partners in Advocacy and Leadership, at the FBF level. I've also served on the Hay and Forage Advisory Committee and the Resolutions Committee, and all were important pieces in me understanding just exactly how Kansas Farm Bureau worked.
Awesome. And you've been a member of the Kansas Board of Directors for many years now. What has your involvement on the board looked like?
I served District 1 for 9 years, and I've been on the exec committee for several years, the goals and objectives committee. I was a liaison for the sheep and goat committee for a while, and I've served as, my favorite assignment was I served as the liaison for the Young Farmers and Ranchers. It's just been a real joy to represent not only District 1, but all of Kansas, at the various events that we go to in Topeka and in D.C.
Yeah, and now you're newly elected as the vice president. What are you hoping to accomplish in the next 2 years?
Sure. I want to make sure that we go out and we engage more of our members. I want to make sure that we have more active members who are taking part in every activity that we have, advocating at the Topeka, advocating in D.C., educating consumers in their home counties. I want to make sure that all our counties are strong and viable, and they have all the tools they need to be successful. And then we need to keep growing our membership. We need to make sure that everybody involved in agriculture is a member of Kansas Farm Bureau.
Yeah, and what are you most looking forward to in the next few years?
It's just getting out and meeting the members. One of the things that I really enjoyed during the campaign was just going to county board meetings, sitting down with the county board members, talking about what is important to them, what their challenges are, what their successes have been. I've really enjoyed listening to the things that have gone right in the counties also. So just getting out and meeting members and being out in the state, I think, is what I'm looking forward to the most.
Well, you're going to have a busy few years ahead of you, but let's really get to know who Glenn is a little bit more. Glenn, describe your family farm.
Sure. So like I said, I'm the fifth generation. One of our farms we homesteaded in the 1880s, and we've been there ever since. We grow, like I said, we have cattle and sheep. Our cattle are spring and fall calving herds. We just do the cow-calf thing. But our sheep are an overgrown 4-H project. Isaac and Tatum started many years ago, and we started out with 3 ewes. And we still raise a few lambs that go to 4-H fairs, but the majority of our lambs we sell direct to the consumer. And that's one of the things I enjoy the most. We go to farmers markets and sell our lamb. We also sell it online. And then the crops and the hay go in to support the livestock.
Awesome. And as a farmer, what is your favorite season?
My favorite season, without a doubt, is calving and lambing season. It's just like, you know, unwrapping a Christmas present every morning when you go out and find the new lambs and calves. That's the time of year I live for.
Lots of cute little babies. How has Kansas Farm Bureau changed since you started?
I definitely think our membership's getting younger. As I look out across the voting delegates, I see more and more younger farmers and ranchers, and I think that's very important for the future of Kansas Farm Bureau and for the future of agriculture.
Yeah. And what is your favorite way to serve Kansas Farm Bureau?
My favorite way to serve Kansas Farm Bureau is just going out and being a liaison, going out to events and meeting the members and developing new friendships and rekindling old friendships. It's all about relationships, and it's all about understanding what's important in people's operations.
Yeah. And what's your favorite program to be involved in?
Oh, without a doubt, Young Farmers and Ranchers.
Could have guessed that one.
Yeah, no, that's where we got our start, and it's near and dear to my heart. You know, I've loved being the liaison for Young Farmers and Ranchers. They let the old guy tag along, and they keep me young at heart. And so, yeah, that's a no-brainer, no doubt, Young Farmers and Ranchers.
All right, Glenn, is there anything else you want to say before we end this?
I am just so excited and humbled to be chosen for this position, and I am ready to get to work and excited about what the future brings and excited to be part of that future.
Well, Glenn, thanks for joining me here on Inside Ag. I am excited to see how you're able to serve in this new role as Vice President for Kansas Farm Bureau. Again, I'm Savannah Peterson with Inside Ag. If you like this episode, be sure to share it with your friends.